It's Crop Watch, brought to you by O'Toole Seed, Ag Country Farm Credit Services, and by Crary Industries. Our first stop on Crop Watch, we are in the Breckenridge Wahpeton area visiting with Chris Tedrow at Nutrien Ag Solutions. And Chris, crop down in this area looks like it got a pretty decent start.
Yeah, we were pretty fortunate right around the Wahpeton area where guys could get their crop in at a decent time. I think corn went in, you know, pretty much right on schedule. Of course, there was always, you know, a field here or there that maybe had corn left standing on it. But right around Wahpeton, I think guys were very fortunate to get the majority of their crop in.
Did they end up leaving some?
I think the further north you go and the further west you go, obviously there is maybe even still some standing corn out or laying down corn, whichever you prefer now after these winds. But I'm guessing that we're under 5% of that probably still out in the field. As you go further west, of course, out of, you know, west of Fargo-Moorhead area, I believe those guys still have standing crop.
All the soybeans get put in?
Yes. In fact, not all, but there again, I would say 95% are in, which somewhat surprised me. I thought in those areas where we went further north and west, that would be the crop that didn't get in. And a lot of those guys planted some corn and worked like heck last week. And I would say the majority of them got all their soybeans in. So I was pleasantly surprised. But I'm just talking, you know, pretty close to Wahpeton, you know, as we all know, the further west we go, those guys have struggled all year.
Yeah, all bets are off once you get west and in some of those pothole areas. Looks like weed control, everything looks like it had enough rain to get everything activated the way it looks, at least from the road anyway.
Yeah, the road check is always maybe a little deceiving. I had some guys a little further north, maybe that Colfax, Walcott area, that were disappointed in some of the pre's. Now, whether some of those will have some reach back in them with the Syncor products, I guess, I don't know. Probably not if they made it through that first layer, but hopefully now with everybody got well over an inch the way it sounds now in the last two shots. So hopefully all the pre's will be activated now. And like I said, it might not reach back and get those weeds that made it up, but the next flush should be controlled.
Our next step on Crop Watch, we're in the Fergus Falls area visiting with Rob Frowning with Ag Country Farm Credit Services. And Rob, you had an update this morning come around the region with the other Ag Country Farm Credit Services offices. What are things looking like?
You know, things are looking pretty good on the Minnesota side. Here, Fergus Falls and south, we got in fairly decent early and planted. We were drying up here the last 3-4 days. We've had a couple shots of rain. We're sitting pretty well. North and west of here, they got more than they maybe wanted. It's a little bit wet that way, but as you go south down into that Morris Benson area, I know they could be just a hair dry, could use another shot. They got a little bit, I believe, here over the weekend, the last few days as well. And then you get even further south of there, they're, you know, hate to say, you know, looking for a little more rain. We always got to be cautious because we do know up north here when they look for a little rain, they got way more than they needed. So, but all in all, here on the Minnesota side and south, crops are in the ground, crops are looking good. You go a little further north, we do run into some prevent plant as you get a little further north, and then obviously into the North Dakota side, it's a lot of prevent plant over in that area. But, you know, right around here, looks crops are looking really good. They're up and growing. We're side dressing corn, and we're just waiting for some more heat and more moisture as it dries up.
The storms that have came through the last couple of days, any damage at all?
You know, we had a lot of wind. I wouldn't say a lot of wind damage, but we've some small hail. We haven't had a lot of claims coming through the door here yet this morning. We're following up with a lot of our customers, and a lot of the crops are at an early enough stage where hail's not going to hurt them too bad. However, there could be some damage in some of those areas as we did have some hail reports. We're waiting to see, and it'll probably just take some time to see if we're going to end up with severe damage or not.
And our next stop on Crop Watch in the Underwood, Minnesota area, visiting with Lance Peterson. Lance, what's the crop looking like?
So far, so good is probably the best way to put it. Starting off a little on the wet side. Surprised, I guess, that some of the moisture did move through as the snow had made a blanket and the frost had left more during the winter than we expected. So the nasty wet areas, we had some of those, but not as many as expected. But incredibly cold soil temps, so still some pretty challenging planting conditions. So overall emergence, I guess, on corn, on some fields it's great, others not so much. Beans, Overall, I guess I'd say is okay. Still some challenges on that, of course. Very little done for fall tillage last year, so a lot of tricks to try and deal with that and deal with the wet areas on corn stalks this spring.
Now, you've had some storms here last few days, since last weekend, actually. What are things looking like?
Still trying to make the crop tour on that. Had quite a lot of wind at about 10 minutes to 3 this morning. We were headed for the basement because that was a really strong, sustained wind. And seeing there are certainly some trees down around, and rainfall, too, came heavy and hard. Seeing some areas of fields that haven't seen water running off of those in 15 or 20 years even. So that's going to leave a mark. That's not what you want to see. But, boy, Mother Nature dealt us a hand on that one.
Any hail with it or not?
Not that we're aware of. Didn't hear any of that. But the rain was most certainly sideways.
Yeah, definitely. You mentioned the crop up and growing decent. Stands okay? Weed control okay?
So far, so good. Yeah, it's and also, too, of course, as everyone's well aware of with the dicamba issue, thankful that the EPA stepped forward on that in order to get the farmer through this year. I guess after that, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But, yeah, it's time to spray beans. Some fields, yes, some no, but we have sprayed some early ones. That window was now, so it depends upon which field you're on. I walked a couple late yesterday. Weed pressure very limited, but shoot, the ones we were looking at last week, boy, it was time. It all depends upon where you're at.
And that's Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services, O'Toole Seed, and Crary Industries.